Well, I'm here up at the Capitol for Southeast Iowa Days, and I have one of our senators from Southeast Iowa with me, Jeff Reichman. How are you?
Good. Great to see everybody from home. You know, we're so far away, and a lot of people get a lot of visitors, and we don't so many because
sure.
We're so far away, 3 hours away. So it's great to see people from back home and people I've interacted with before and talking about issues that are really an issue for them in that area.
What are some of the things that you're hearing folks come to you about?
Number one thing has been property taxes and property tax relief. And we get it from both ends because we hear from the constituents how much it's gone up, you know, what the impact has gone. We've seen it in Keokuk and Fort Madison. It's been over 60% growth in the taxes. And then we hear it from city administrators, the counties, the supervisors that please don't cut our funding. You know, we got to cut essential services. So we get it from both ends.
Balancing act. I mean, what are your thoughts?
It is. And I've talked about it and we've opened it up that they can do a lot of agreements between other entities.
Cost savings
cost
and sharing.
Savings. And that's what she'd really be looking for. I mean, everything. You know, when two companies merge, they merge and kind of streamline and efficiencies. And people usually end up getting, the departments merge together and you don't need, three IT directors. You don't need three departments doing this or that. So getting together and realizing where that synergy is and knowing where they can realize some efficiencies. And we've got some counties, that are 10,000 people or less. And I know, like for us in Southeast Iowa, Van Buren County could really use some help. And we've seen the budget and know the constraints that Keokuk's having right now. And I haven't catch up on Henry County as much, but.
Well, 40, I think we're in the 40s percentage area when we talk about property tax increases.
Yeah.
But I guess, when we're talking about these things, do you think because we have such differentiating counties, I mean, up here in Des Moines, things are growing, people are expanding.
Yeah.
So how does this like 2% across the board thing work?
Well, that's a proposal.
Okay.
And I've had some people say, I have, that's going to be a struggle. And if I only grow the budget 2%, I'm going to be forced to do it this year because if I only grow 1.5, I'm going to be forced to do it 2% because, I may need that next year. So it's a proposal. There's three proposals out there. We call the legislative process. So there's subcommittees, committees, and that's what we're going to do in the next few weeks. They've got to get through a subcommittee, got to get through a committee in 2 weeks to survive. So we're going to see what gets merged, what the best ideas are. And I think there's good qualities in each of the bills and just see how they work together and how we go forward with them.
What are some of the other things you're involved with up here besides property taxes, committees that you're on or things that you're excited about?
I'm on judicial. So a lot of those things, we great legislation, Back the Blue a couple years ago. Today we did something with domestic abuse, something we don't hear a lot about in the headlines. It's not a headline grabber, but something that's very important. We see those cases and unfortunately, the few deaths that we've had seem to be from a domestic dispute. So it was legislation to make sure they have an avenue on a weekend where the courts aren't open, but they can get a 72-hour
protective
order. Yes,
kind of thing,
yeah. Exactly. To draft horses today. So a wide variety of stuff going through. I'm on judicial. I chair the Veteran Affairs, and we have some legislation going through with that. We have just been given the numbers over the summertime that show that the amount of benefits that the veterans in Iowa are really ranked very low. We're like 42nd in the nation.
And you're a veteran, right?
I'm a veteran, yeah. 29 years in the Marine Corps. And so the amount that we receive per veteran in benefits is very low compared to the nation. Actually, only, I think, 10 counties are at or above the national average.
Wow. So is that something that you want to work on?
Something we're working on. We are working on it. And something like a ranked for the VSOs, and then incentivizing them with some extra outreach dollars. We each of the counties get $10,000 currently.
Yeah, I saw you're kind of switching out maybe some of that, or proposing maybe you know, counties that are performing well maybe getting some extra funds,
some incentives to do that. Yes,
fantastic. Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention while you've got the microphone, you got the ear of the Southeast Iowans, Jeff? Is there anything?
God, you're mostly in Henry County, and you know, when I first started out, I represented Henry County area and loved it, and really miss the people up there. Great people. And,
well, we still have a lot of good listeners in Lee County too, so they appreciate your hard work.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much, and thank you for this opportunity to serve you.
Senator Jeff Reichman, thank you so much.